to Total Wealth Academy's GetTotalWealth.com radio show, where wealth includes much more than just money. It includes family, fitness, romance, travel, charity, and all the other parts of a balanced life. Listen and learn how 70% of the millionaires in America made their money and were able to lead more balanced lives using real estate. Now, your host, real estate investor and consultant, Steve Davis.
Good afternoon and welcome to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, and as always, we're here together working to improve our financial IQ. This is a show for people who simply want more out of life. They want to drive Ferraris. They want to lead an exceptional life. The other people that are listening are generally people dissatisfied with their present financial position. You know, they've woken up on that 35th birthday. They go, 2 times 35 is 70. And they go, holy Toledo, I'm halfway there. And they realize they're not in the financial position that they want to be in, and they're listening to this show because they're willing to do something about it. Today, I want to talk about some psychological factors that affect your success. The term that we use, or acronym that we use, is LAG, L-A-G, and LAG stands for laziness, arrogance, and greed. And those are, in my opinion, the three main killers in your financial life. Laziness, arrogance, and greed. And they affect you in multiple ways, in multiple directions. So if you can eliminate them, you don't just eliminate three problems. You eliminate multiple problems that each of them cause. And so we're going to kind of run through each one of them individually, starting with laziness. And I'm going to share some ideas from my 30 years of consulting. Excuse me. Sorry about that. That I've learned from consulting, you know, so many people. And when laziness is not what people think, you know, you think of somebody lazy as somebody that just gets up, doesn't make their bed, and is sloppy. Their house is a mess. Their car is a mess. They're just. That's not really what I'm talking about. The laziness that I'm talking about is finding the energy and going for a better life. The main reason that I see over my 30 years is for laziness is a low self-esteem. The reason people won't take action is because they don't believe in themselves. Another one that comes up, and we'll touch on both of these in detail, is fear of failure. People that you would say are lazy really just have a low self-esteem, and they have this deathly fear of failure, as if failure is final. It's something that's final. And it's not. First off, I have failed at hundreds of things. Now, that may be a little high, but not too much. I've failed at hundreds of things. But when I get hit, I look at it as just that. It's just a hit. Okay, it may knock me down. It may knock me out. But I'm not done. Because as soon as I come to, depending on how hard the hit was, I'm going to get up. The lazy person, in the respect that we're talking about, doesn't get up. They see failure as something permanent. Hey, I tried, it didn't work, so I'm never going to try again. Well, guess what? The event that you're calling failure wasn't failure, but your decision to never try again is failure. See, I only know of two true forms of failure. The first one is what I just described, just giving up. If you try something and don't keep trying until you get it right, and you give up, that's failure. Or if you do the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result, that's failure. The example I'll give you, some of you have worked 40, 50, 60 hours a week at a job for 20 years. You're not in the financial position you want to be in. Here's your plan. I'm going to work another 20 years, 40, 50, 60 hours a week, and then I will get in the financial position I want to be in. That is a form of insanity. Doing the same thing over and over, expecting a different result. It is a form of insanity. That's failure. Because you know good and well that doing the same thing another 20, 30 years is not going to change your results. The results will be the same. So, now why do I believe this? Because the people that I see, that I consult, that are lazy, the way that we define it, are hardworking people. They are working 40, 50, 60 hours a week. They're not lazy in that respect, but they're lazy when it comes to building their second stream of income. They don't do it. Or they try, they get knocked down, and they don't get back up. The only way that you're going to succeed financially is to get hit over and over again and keep getting back up. If you, I think it's the latest Rocky movie, Stallone makes the point that it's not how hard you hit that matters. It's how hard you can get hit and still keep moving forward towards your goal. Because you are going to get hit. There's no doubt that on your journey to financial independence, you're going to have some failures. You're going to get hit. Just get back up. Keep going. We'll talk more about this when we come back from the break here on the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. Thanks for listening.
Hi, this is Steve Davis, host of the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Catastrophes happen in the U.S. and around the world on a regular basis, causing tremendous financial difficulty for those unprepared. However, some people are prepared. These are the people with a second stream of income. This month, we are offering a free 2-hour sample class on how to use real estate to build a second stream of income for you and your family. For reservations, visit GetTotalWealth.com and click on the free class button at the top of the page. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where today we're talking about lag, laziness, arrogance, and greed, and how they slow you down and really destroy your financial, we'll call it destiny, if you succumb to them. And we're talking first about laziness and how my argument is it's not laziness like not, these are hardworking people. They have jobs, they take care of their home, they take care of their car, but they're doing nothing to build that second stream of income, nothing for their retirement. You know, they lie to themselves, say they're going to save their way to retirement, but here they are 45 years old with 100 grand in the bank. Well, double that, that's what you'll have when you're 65. Okay, you got 200 grand. Nobody's retiring with 200 grand. It takes about $3 million. If you're going to save your way to retirement, it takes about $3 million to have 10 grand a month in income in retirement. And very few people are able to save up 3 million bucks. So the other side of laziness is the low self-esteem. And I talked about this on the weekend show, and it's the concept that comes in people's minds that the past equals the future. The past equals the future. Meaning, man, I tried it 10 years ago, joined a real estate investor group, or I joined a multi-level marketing program, or I opened a franchise, and I failed. I quit. I didn't do it. And so they automatically assume that if they try it again, they will fail as well. And Anthony Robbins brings up the point that the past does not equal the future. In any case, you are a different person today than you were when you failed before. So hiding behind, oh, I tried once before and it failed. You may have to try six more times. You may have to try 10 more times before you succeed. But you have to keep trying. Otherwise, it's failure. And then that wonderful little thing comes in, a thing called regret. And as I've told you before, I always thought regret was, you know, something that happened on your deathbed. No, it happens years, decades. You go through decades of regret if you don't at least try. It is so much better to say, hey, I tried, didn't succeed, but at least I tried, than it is to say, I didn't try and I didn't succeed. Either way, you didn't succeed. Doesn't it make sense to at least try? You know, I tell this story all the time, but I met this Vietnam vet. He's in his 80s, sharp, still sharp as a tack. But he told me, you know, in a very emotional way, that he didn't even try. He said, I was too scared. And he said, now that I'm 82, Steve, I can't even tell you what I was scared of. You got to understand that. When you reach 65, 70, you're going to look back on your life and go, what in the heck? First off, where did the life go? And second will be, what was I scared of? You know, it's not like you get shot if you try and don't succeed. You know, and this is the funny one. I'm afraid I'm going to try and end up broke. Well, you're already there, so that's not much of a fall. Don't worry about it. At least you tried. So laziness, again, low self-esteem. You're beating yourself up for past failures. And just not getting back up. You're going to get hit. You're going to fail at things. Get back up, and it's not even failure anymore. It's a learning experience. So let's head into the next one. This one's really interesting to me. Arrogance. You got laziness, arrogance, and greed, the three killers financially. Arrogance. What most people think is arrogance is actually insecurity. Give you an example. Let's say that you meet someone and they brag about themselves the whole time. Tell you how great they are, how much money they got, blah, 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 blah. You know how boring that is. And you have to listen to them and you say, oh, yeah, okay, yeah, ooh, you're wonderful, you're wonderful. And people will say, man, that gal or that guy is arrogant. That's not arrogance. That's insecurity. Arrogance, the way that I define it, and I'll pick on the Kardashians for this one, even though I know they do some good stuff, and I know that they're maturing. But you go back 5 or 10 years when their show originally came out, I had the misfortune of watching a couple episodes, and they were putting down people because they didn't have money, putting down people because they weren't as beautiful as them. To me, that's arrogance. You know, they've done nothing to make money on their own, yet they have silver spoons in their mouth, and they think they're cool because they're rich when they didn't really do anything to generate that wealth. That's arrogance. And it's useless, it's obnoxious, and it's boring. Being around somebody like that is boring. What I'm talking about is when someone who has achieved great things with their life and they have to tell you about it. And they're not in the industry of mentoring or anything like that where they need to tell you about it. I'm talking about just people who just brag about how great they are and what they've done and things like that. That's not arrogance. That's insecurity. They don't have any self-confidence. They have to tell you how great they are. Not understanding this particular rule. Who you are speaks so loudly that I can't hear what you say. Who you are speaks so loudly, I can't hear what you say. See, they think you have to tell people. You don't. If you're really effective and quote-unquote successful, people know it. It emanates. It's there. Arrogance also comes into play when people won't educate themselves. You know, they think they know it all. They don't read. They don't take courses. They don't take seminars or workshops. They just know, I know it. I know exactly how life works. Are you getting the results you want? No, but it's because the world screwed up, not me. That is arrogance. It's also arrogance and stupidity. Very closely related. They're two sides of the same coin, if you will. So, if you're sitting there and you're not in the financial position that you want to be in, but you think you understand why, that's arrogance. Because you're wrong. This one's painful. I get it. You're wrong. Because if you truly knew why you weren't in the financial position you want to be in, you would fix it and get in the financial position you want to be in. You just don't know. And to sit there, my brother, who I love and respect, loved and respected, I should say, he took his own life. He had that attitude. It wasn't him that was screwed up. The world was screwed up. The world was unfair. This was unfair. That was unfair. Blatant arrogance. Instead of being the opposite, which is humble. And that's where the learning can begin. It's when you wake up again on that 35th or 40th birthday, you go 2 times 35 is 70, 2 times 40 is 80, and you go, man, I am halfway there. I'm not in the financial position I want to be in. I don't know what I'm doing. I've tried. I've worked. I've labored. I need help. That's when growth begins. Humble, again, which is the opposite of arrogant. And you've got to be humble. Read. Gain understanding. Go to seminars. Go to workshops. Whatever. Any source of information that you can get, use it. It's out there. Okay, we got to go to break. We'll talk more after the break on greed, and it's different than what most people think, at least the way we're using it. We'll talk about that when we come back from the break here on the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. Thanks for listening.
Are you tired of losing money in every down market? Did you know that real estate makes money in both the up and down markets? In fact, we make more money in the down market. Hi, this is Steve Davis, host of the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Yes, we're hoping for a down market, and you should know why. To find out, attend our free 2-hour free sample class. To reserve a seat, visit GetTotalWealth.com and click on the free workshop button at the top of the page. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you.
ASEV.
Excuse me, and welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where today we're talking about lag, laziness, arrogance, and greed. And I want to talk about greed now from a slightly different point of view. A lot of times people think of greed as something that affects other people. And what we're talking about is how greed affects you. Greed is when you hold on too tightly to the money you have. And you may not even have much money. Some people are like, well, only rich people are greedy. No. I find that poor and middle class people are greedier than the wealthy people I know. And where it comes to light in our context is when people won't invest in themselves. They make a little money at their job. They save a few pennies. Someone comes up and says, look, give me $1,000. Give me $20,000. Give me $500. I'll teach you how to become a millionaire. And they won't do it. That's the greed I'm talking about, where you won't even invest in yourself. I think it was Abraham Lincoln said this. He said, if you give me 2 hours to chop down a tree, I'm going to spend an hour and a half sharpening the axe. Now, I always applied that to my brain, along with this quote from Benjamin Franklin, who said, an investment in knowledge always pays the highest returns. So when I combined those two points, that was what motivated me to stop being greedy and start investing in myself. So that's the first layer of greed that you've got to overcome, that you are worth investing in, and you should. You know, I spend $20,000, $30,000+ a year on continuing education because I understand the value. Many of you have not spent anything in decades. You haven't even read a nonfiction book in decades. And you're wondering why you're stagnating. It doesn't even make sense when I say it out loud, does it? The next layer of greed comes when you start accumulating wealth and you start keeping it for yourself. Now, I understand the concept of 10 to 30% of everything that you earn is yours to keep. This is The Richest Man in Babylon by George Klassen. And he really says 10, I say up to 30, but that's a different show. I'm not going to go into that. There's nothing wrong with that. But if you're greedy and you keep all your money sitting in a bank account, does it make sense that you're going to stagnate? You know, a bank account doesn't even keep up with inflation, especially right now. So you're actually, every year that you have your money sitting there doing nothing, you're losing money. People with cash are losers right now. Deepak Chopra puts it this way. The word affluence comes from the Latin, and I may be butchering this, affluere, which means to flow. Money must be moving all the time. Money must be helping and serving other people all the time, or it's going to stagnate and lose value. So if you catch yourself with a ton of money in the bank, just sitting there doing nothing, that is a form of greed, and it's fear-based. You're afraid you're going to lose it. You're afraid of this. You're afraid of that. You've got to get control of that fear. You've got to get control of that greed and get your money out there in investments that help and serve other people. And I mean a true investment that cash flows, not a, what do you call it, speculation like the stock market or mutual funds or Bitcoin or gold or silver. I'm talking about true investments. You're not here to buy low and sell high. You're not a gambler. You're here for true investments that produce cash flow on a monthly basis or quarterly basis or annual basis. But anyway, you can pay your bills with it. That's an investment. If you got money in something and you have to sell it, portions of it, to get at it, that's speculation. You're just a gambler. You're buying low to sell high. When you start investing, you're making money every month that you own the investment. Wow, that's a different show too, but you understand my point. There's a difference between speculating and investing. You need to get control of your greed, get that money moving. The affluent, wealthy people, their money's always moving. Now, I know some of you are going to say, well, what about Bezos or what about these multi-billionaires? There's different rules for them. So I'm not talking about those guys. I'm talking about the person with, say, I don't know, 100 million or less. And I just made that number up. I don't know what the number is. But if you got 100 million or less, your money better be moving. You better be helping and serving other people with it, or you're never going to get a rate of return higher than inflation. You know, it's unbelievable. 100 grand generally in my checking account, and I think I got $2.40 last month in interest. What? What is that all about? It's just stupid. And if you got 30 grand in there or 10 grand or less, you're making nothing. I mean, a few pennies off of these so-called interest rates that aren't even equal to inflation, which means you're actually losing money by having it in that bank. So there's my explanation of lag, laziness, arrogance, and greed. If you use it as a sales pitch for Total Wealth Academy, it comes down to this. Are you too lazy to take a Saturday class? Are you too arrogant? You don't think you need it. You think you know it all. Now, you're not getting the results from your life that you want, but you know it all. You're just smart as can be. And greedy. You won't pay $500 to learn something. So there's how it affects people who are thinking about joining Total Wealth Academy. And then the rest of it, that's just how it affects the first two segments in this segment. That's just how it affects your whole life. And you see how each of them come at you differently in multiple ways. Greed just doesn't hit you in that you don't share your money, you don't have a charity that you're involved with. That greed is awful as well, but it hits you in other ways, doesn't it? Multiple ways that destroy your life. So watch out for those three things: laziness, arrogance, and greed. All right, let me open the phone lines. If you've got a question about anything I've discussed or a question about your real estate or investing in real estate of any type, single family apartments, strip shopping centers, self-storage, building new homes, give me a call, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. You can also ask questions about wholesaling, about flipping, whatever. Let me know what you need to know, and we'll go from there. Okay, let's go to some emailed questions now. I've got the wrong... There it is. Sorry about that. Got 100 emails in my box, and I couldn't find this one. This is from Alexander, and he's asking about underwriter for my wholesaling company. Oh, I see. Yeah. Alexander, if you're doing 4 or 5 deals a month, in my opinion, you could do more deals if you got someone to underwrite the deals for you so you didn't waste your time on that. The only concern I have, Alexander, is that, you know, with a tool like homeinvestortool.com, it only takes 5 or 10 minutes to figure out the value of a property. So I'd have to know what you mean by underwriting your wholesaling deals. So I'm going to email you after the show to get more information. But I do believe you're on the right track. You're leveraging yourself with an employee. Love it. All right, this is the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. Thanks for listening.
Do you dream of a better life for you and your family? Do you want more time with the family? Would you like to be less dependent on a job for your income? Would you like to travel more? The solution is simple. Build a second stream of income. We can show you how. We are offering a free 2-hour sample class on how to use real estate to build a second stream of income for you and your family. To reserve a seat, visit gettotalwealth.com and click on the free class button at the top of the page. That's gettotalwealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. Right now we're doing email questions, but the phone lines are open. Please, if you've got a question, you've got a fear that's holding you back, something that's making you lazy, like we talked about, you know, you're just afraid to take action, let me know what it is. Maybe you're afraid tenants destroy your property, tenants don't pay on time, whatever excuse or problem or challenge you see, please feel free to call me and I'll share with you the business model and the best practices that deal with that particular challenge. It's 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Okay, I'm going to take a call, but I'm going to leave this one anonymous because it's a legal question. And obviously, I can't answer legal questions. But this is a situation where a guy has used the COVID response as an excuse not to pay rent for going on 10 months. Then, when the moratorium is over, he's already let the owner know that that, look, I'm going to go to the judge because I'm disabled. Listen, this is a professional scammer. This is a professional sleazeball. You have got to get an attorney and get this guy out of your property, or it's going to be a never-ending problem. It's going to take some strong will and some money, but you got to get this guy out of there, because if it's not disability this time, it'll be something else next time. Now, one of the things, Anonymous, that we did is we weren't allowed to evict people for COVID. And I'm fine with that. I didn't want to evict people that lost their jobs to COVID anyway. But people like this, Anonymous, they're breaking the lease some other way. And you can evict for that. They probably are destroying the property. They're not taking care of the property. They probably have pets that they're not supposed to have. There's all kinds of reasons that they could be breaking that lease. And you can evict them on that. So I'm going to send you my attorney, a guy that I trust. I'm going to send you his phone number. Anonymous, don't put it off. You're going to pay for it sooner or later. The sooner you pay for it, the cheaper it's going to be on you. I'm going to send you his phone number. Give him a call today and get this ball in the works. Because this, I can just tell you, I've seen it before, this is a professional scammer. He's on the dole, he's living off the government, and now he's living off of you. Because he's entitled, that entitlement mentality. So again, Anonymous, I'm sending you that email immediately after the show with my attorney's phone number. Please call him, tell him that you heard me on the radio, and you have a few questions. Okay, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Okay, this, good Lord. This is a long one. I guess I'll have to leave this anonymous too. Somewhere in the zip code. This is commercial property that this listener wants to build on. Yes, I can consult on that, but you're talking commercial / industrial. I am not the person to talk to in that case. The best thing I can do, I've got a referral for you. Now that I think about it, I do know someone in that space. While I cannot help you, Total Wealth Academy cannot help you on industrial, I know someone who can, and I'll email you after the show. I got to remember who it is. I mean, I know them, but I got to remember who it is. Okay. Phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Or email me. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Okay, this next question comes from Jeff. He's asking when to use an LLC on single family. He says, do I use an LLC per single family or to cover multiple properties? Well, first thing, Jeff, you don't need to use LLC for single family at all. This is generally after someone's been to a seminar, put on by an attorney who tries to scare you to death of everything that can go wrong on a rental property. You've got multiple layers of protection. The first layer is your management style. And believe it or not, Jeff, that's the most important one. More important than an LLC, more important than insurance. Keep your properties in perfect condition. You have to. Because if someone gets hurt on your property and you knew about the problem, that's you, bro. You're in trouble. You're going to have to pay those medical bills. Example, tenant calls you up and goes, look, After the rain, one of the pieces of the sidewalk is 4 inches taller than the other side of the sidewalk. And then a kid skateboarding hits that, busts his knee wide open, and there's a $100,000 medical bill. That's your medical bill because you didn't get out there and fix it when you were told to. If you take care of your property at all times, the odds of being sued are minuscule. In fact, I've never been sued on a single family house in 30 years. But there's another layer of protection. I have $300,000 liability insurance on every one of my houses and $1 million in liability insurance in a thing called an umbrella policy. So, someone sues you, the insurance takes care of it. I'll give you an example. This is a commercial or multifamily example, but it's going to be about the same for single family. Guy breaks over, jumps over an 8 or 9 foot fence to get onto the site, jumps over a 5 foot fence to get into the pool. He's high on something, I think it was PCP, and drowns. They sue us. I never went to court. I never worried about, I was sad for the family, you know, sad to have a drug addict kill himself, but I never had anything. And then I get a letter in the mail. Yeah, we wrote him a check for $50,000. It's settled. Now, some of you are going, but that's not your fault. He jumped over your fence. You are correct. But it would have cost $100,000 to defend that case and win. Why not give him a check for $50,000 and move on down the road? So that's why the insurance company decided to do that. So there's your two layers of protection. I can't stress enough, the number one protection against liability is your management style. Take care of your properties, keep them perfect. Your second layer is your insurance, $300,000 on each house and $1 million umbrella policy over all of your houses. I never use LLCs on single family. Now, if you're a fear-based individual and you still want to do an LLC, the easiest way is to do an LLC as the management company. The management company. Now, I'm not going to go into detail on that because I'm not an attorney, but that's what you should do. You can't put your houses in an LLC without the due on sale clause coming into effect. In other words, if you put a house in an LLC, that counts as a sale. It's going from your name to someone else's, the LLC's. The entire mortgage is due the instant you do that. It's called due on sale clause. So that's why we don't use LLCs. And then you only need one LLC to run all your properties if you're super fear-based and you want an even bigger, heavier layer of protection. Create an LLC that is the management company, have them sign the lease with the management company, and there's one more layer of protection. But I seriously think that's a complete waste of time. Okay, phone lines are open for just, well, we only got 1 minute, so we'll just give out the email. If you have any question for me, any fear, maybe you're too shy to call in, or you're at work and you get fired if you called in, give me a call. I'm sorry, that didn't make any sense. Fire me an email is what I mean to say. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. All right, this has been the gettotalwealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Stephen Davis. Please have a wonderful rest of your day and remember to live with excellence. Take care.
You've
You've been listening to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Please remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investing advice. Always get a professional opinion before making any investment decision. To find out about coaching and consulting at Total Wealth Academy, visit GetTotalWealth.com and attend one of our free sample classes on real estate investing. Thanks for listening. Have a great rest of your day.